Experts say an increasing number of people are sharing their views with state regulatory agencies about rate cases and clean energy, and a free webinar series aims to demystify North Carolina's utility regulatory processes for anyone who wants to know more. Energy consultant Nancy LaPlaca says decisions made by the North Carolina Utilities Commission affect everyone in the state, and yet the agency's regulatory processes and policies are often too complex for most people to grasp. She explains there are few opportunities to ask questions or submit public comments when the agency reviews Duke Energy's permits.
This is a giant state, 10 million people. I am shocked that we have not, in 10 years, have what's called an evidentiary hearing for integrated resource plans.
In LaPlaca's view, Duke Energy operates what amounts to a monopoly on gas and coal-generated electricity in North Carolina. She says the upcoming webinars by Clean Air NC will focus on how transitioning to clean energy can provide local jobs and reduce pollution, and cover the cost and benefits of different types of power generation. Information is online at cleanairnc.org. The word air has an E in it at the end. LaPlaca adds the nation's electricity system is shifting away from fossil fuel plants to cleaner, more distributed energy sources like solar and wind. But she says policies in North Carolina haven't kept up.
In fact, North Carolina, we have a lot of medium-sized solar, but we have very, very few rooftops. And that's because the utilities have purposely killed the policies that allow rooftop solar to thrive.
She points out states like California have pioneered ways to improve the transparency of regulatory processes and jumpstart the use of clean energy.
There are programs that the NCUC, the utilities, the regulators could put in place. It's been in effect on the West Coast and in other parts of the East for a long time, called Grid Alternatives. It's a nonprofit that trains people to work in the solar industry.
In 2019, solar power provided nearly 6% of North Carolina's energy generation. The state ranked second in the nation after California in total installed solar generating capacity, according to federal data. Nadia Ramlagan reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.